Rare hunger disorder. Oh, people eat weird things. It's called pica. According to experts, 70% of our kids under the age of 12 are overweight. 40% of our kids under the age of 12 are obese, 30 pounds or more of their ideal weight. It has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. Most kids in America are overweight, and so everybody thinks their fat kid is not fat because they're like everybody else's kid. This is misinformation because they want you to think that eating french fries make you fat. No, but when that kid's 25 years old, they might not live very long because they're going to get inflammation of the arteries because grandma's taking them to a fast food place and saying, "Oochie poochie, look at grandma, num num num, all the fried foods. Goody, goody, goody." So the kid's going to die of a heart attack when he's 35 of, you know, coronary artery disease. He's obese because he is minerally deficient. This is Charlotte, North Carolina in 1920. And he shows here what exercise is doing for you when you're overweight. Yum, yum. 3 years ago, I went to Brazil, and everything there is in Portuguese. Newspapers, magazines, TV, radio. There was one English newspaper, and I read it hungrily. I read it, and I read it, and I read it. And sure enough, this was published. Putting the sand in the sandwiches. This mother, who is pregnant, and she would eat the sand plus the parrot poop in the bottom of the sand. She particularly loved the sand with the parrot poop in it. And she ate also 20 bath sponges each day, 20 bath sponges each day plus parrot poop sand out of the cage during her pregnancies. Doctors turned it into a disease rather than a choice or a lack of self-control. Why they turned it into a disease? Because now insurance will pay. Pastor Ivan from Charlotte, North Carolina. Is Pastor Ivan here today?
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Now, does he look like a 400-pound man? The good Lord gave him the information. He took it and ran with it. And he's going to live to be 120. God bless you, Pastor. Careful getting down. Oh, you got to love it. Isn't it funny how God's always right? Now, when horses are minerally deficient, they get what's called cribbing. They chew on rails and things so they don't have access to Twinkies and ice cream and, you know, that kind of thing. And humans get the munchies. Munchies is a symbol or a symptom of mineral deficiencies. Munchies is the symptom of mineral deficiencies. I want you to read the book, Dead Doctors Lie, the book Rare Earths Been Cures. The chapter is actually called Munchies and Cribbing. I think it's chapter 3 or 4 in the book. And it goes into all the symptoms you find when people are minerally deficient. It tells you which minerals will make you be a 600, 400, 800 pound person. Which mineral deficiencies are specific ones? If you're deficient in all three of those minerals, you'll be a 1,200 pound person. I see them all the time. In fact, we're going to work starting Monday with a lady who we met here. She had to be close to 600 pounds. We met her in the restaurant here. She's ready because she'd been to so many doctors and she failed everything they gave her. Of course they did because it was all exercise. She said, "I exercise." Well, that doesn't mean anything except you might die early. It was a Chinese study where they gave vitamins and minerals to obese people in China and they all lost weight. Osteoporosis and arthritis is a very simple disease. That's my bone density back in 2009. I got the bone density of an 18-year-old guy. And this was taken at a trade show in a booth next to us. It was being run by an orthopedic surgeon. He was getting all these people, "Boy, they got osteopenia, osteoporosis." And they couldn't figure it out. They kept running it over and over. And I said, well, I'm familiar with the machine. Why do you keep running it over and over and over? They said, well, we can't figure out why. You're 70 years old, and you've got the bone density of an 8-year-old. We can't figure it out. Something wrong with the machine. No, that's correct. And if you want, I'll tell you what I'm doing. And the guy said, get out of my booth. Why is there going to be an epidemic of arthritis? Mineral deficiencies. Why is Coca-Cola linked to fractures in older people? What is it? There's one mineral in colas. What is it? Phosphorus, phosphoric acid. It gives it that zippy taste. When they took the cocaine out, they had to give it something to give it a zippy taste. So they put phosphoric acid in there, and that triples your need for calcium. You drink 4 of those a day, that quadruples your need for calcium. You take a 6-pack of those a day, you need 10 times more calcium. What's the first thing your medical doctor will tell you? Your urologist will tell you if you get kidney stones. No calcium! No dairy! Get rid of your supplements. That's the cause of your kidney stones. No. And I said this in 1971, because when I did those 20,000 autopsies, I'm finding kidney stones in iguanas. I'm finding kidney stones in green turtles. I'm finding kidney stones in monkeys. I'm finding kidney stones in jaguars. I'm finding kidney stones in crocodiles. I'm finding kidney stones in storks. I'm finding kidney stones in every kind of species you can think of. So what do you think that means? I track it down. It's all calcium deficiency in every species. You have kidney stones, you need a healthy bone and joint pack is what you need. You need more calcium, not less. If your doctor tells you to take kid off that supplement, you fire him. Don't confront him face to face. You just go home on the internet and fire him online. And you throw in, the good herbs, bladder and kidney thing along with the healthy bone and joint pack, and you'll be a happy camper. Bye-bye kidney stones. Yes. Hooah! Let's see, osteoporosis drugs linked to hip fractures. Fosamax, what's Fosamax made out of? Phosphorus. You also have osteopenia, you already have osteoporosis, arthritis, and are giving you a high phosphorus content drug. Somebody needs to go to jail. Yes. Research results in bone frailty, a surprise. Osteoporosis occurs in men too. It was supposed to be a woman's disease. When you go through menopause, you don't have enough estrogen to put calcium in your bones. You get osteoporosis. Well, men get osteoporosis equally or more often than women do. There's a failed medical theory. Andy Young, Ambassador of the United Nations, mayor of Atlanta, great civil rights leader in the 60s and 70s. 1991, he called me to his home from California to Atlanta, Georgia, 1991, because I was writing all these papers on sickle cell anemia but not being a genetic and how we could manage it better and we could prevent it. And so we discussed this, and he was very excited about it, and because he wanted to take it to the African nations as well as North America. And he was limping. I said, Mr. Ambassador, with all due respect, why are you limping, sir? And he says, well, I got bone to bone arthritis from my knees. I've had it for 15 years, and the painkillers aren't working anymore, so what I want to do is I've got an appointment in 2 weeks with Emory University. They're the ones that fired me. I've got an appointment with Emory University to have my knees replaced, and it's coming in 2 weeks. I said, sir, with all due respect, would you please cancel your surgery? Give me 90 days. I can rebuild your cartilage. Oh, no. I got the best surgeon in the world. They tell me that at Emory University, and they tell me you can't rebuild cartilage. I said, well, all due respect, sir, they're lying to you. They want to be the one to say, we did Andy Young's knee replacement, and every black person in America will come to them. Please, sir. Please. He said, well, I really don't want to do the surgery. Please, can't. He canceled it. 90 days later, he went back in, and guess what? What x-ray showed? All his cartilage had regrown. Praise God. Now, this is one of my favorite pictures. Why do 6'5" women wear 10-inch heels? I don't know. That's Theo Ratliff over, you see a vertical half of him. And at any rate, she had two gold medals in the women's basketball team, which is now legendary. And she tore her right hamstring and her Achilles tendon. And the surgeons told her that they could fix her, but the odds of her playing with the same skill that she had when she got her first two gold medals with her team was not going to be there. And she should consider her career to be finished out as a coach. She was not happy with that. So Andy Young introduced me to her. We put her on the 90 Essential Nutrients, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and she got her third gold medal. This came out in July 2002. This was a big study by the orthopedic surgeons of Harvard Medical School. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. They reviewed the records of 300,000 people who had a knee and hip replacement for bone-to-bone arthritis. They came to the conclusion after studying these 300,000 records and published in the New England Journal of Medicine that surgery for arthritis is worthless. I've been saying that since 1971. 4 years later, November of 2006, surgery unnecessary for back problems. Same group of surgeons from the orthopedic department of Harvard Medical School. 300,000 records. They looked at the backs, this study. Same records, they just look at the backs of these same people. Sciatica, peripheral neuropathies of all kinds, back pain. They said, do not get surgery. Surgery's worthless. If you do nothing, you're better off. There's no risk if you do nothing. No risk of death or infections. Now this is very good. Watch this. Type 2 diabetes epidemic. Why is that? Why don't you look at that big yellow sort of crescent that runs from sort of the northwest to the southeast. It says Pima. Really should just say Pima. They put an N in there. We'll have to get that N out. They should just say Pima. That is the range of the Pima Indians. They're the only Indian tribe that did not intermarry with anybody else. During the emancipation, there were many mixed marriages between Native Americans, tribes, and black slaves. There's many intermarriages between the Spanish and the Portuguese and the French with the Native Americans and Native Canadians. But the Pima Indians, yet today, are a pure genetic pool. They never intermarried even with other tribes of Indians. They're very interesting. Back in the 70s, I read where they were the most obese people in North America. Well, when you look at that border running between Arizona and Mexico, the largest portion of the Pima Indians are below the border, and about 20% of the Pima Indian populations are above the border. And that border was just put there artificially, of course, and these people were stuck, half of them above the border, two-thirds of them below the border. At any rate, same gene pool. Remember, they're the most obese people in America. The Mexican Pima Indians are all skinny. They're all subsistence farmers. They have no utilities. They all live on what they grow on their farms. No indoor plumbing, no electricity, no computers, no radios, no TVs, no telephones. The American Pima Indians living above the border are all the most obese people in America. They work in factories making RVs, and they all live in homes with indoor plumbing and electricity and all the conveniences of the first world country. Let's look at the diabetes rate in the Pima Indians. Let's look at the Mexicans first. It's 6%. Now let's look at the American Pima Indians. Remember, this is the same genetic pool. If you're a fourth grader, you know this is not genetic. A failed medical theory. Healthy blood sugar pack. Gluten-free. Shazam. Now, it's kind of a race. Who is going to be the first diabetes-free country in the world? Is it going to be St. Croix? Is it going to be Barbados? It's certainly not going to be America, because I talk to people who have been diabetics for 30 years and say, you might want to try this for a month. I have to ask my doctor first. You mean the guy that you've been going to for 30 years? Oh, yeah, and you're missing both legs and you're blind? You still want to ask him? Diabetes is doubling. I've got to watch my time here. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to have to stop talking about diseases and go to the why. More blacks lose a leg to diabetes than white people and Asians. Why is that? It's not a genetic thing. They don't get it more severely more than anybody else. But during the emancipation, the black population in America jumped from one slave position to another. They jumped from being slaves on the plantation to slaves to the medical system. You have a genetic disease. And Pastor Creflo Dollar learned that it wasn't, and that's why he paid for that book to be published, Black Gene Lies. Every black child in America must read that book, and it will free them. Cancer is a self-inflicted disease. It's not genetic. Monsanto and Dow Chemical is the least of your worries. Why is the war on cancer a bust? Because all they're looking for is a cure. They don't spend one penny on prevention. The first article on prevention came out in 1912 in Popular Mechanics magazine. It was a very large study. It was published in Popular Magazine in 1912 because they wouldn't accept it for publication in any medical journal. Supplement with selenium, 100 micrograms a day, reduce your risk of cancer significantly, all cancers. 1998, the same study was repeated by the University of Arizona, got the same result. Reduce the risk of colon cancer. This is their published study, I'm quoting. The Journal of the American Medical Association. 1998, University of Arizona, reduces the risk of colon cancer by 95%. Reduces the risk of prostate cancer by 69%. Reduces the risk of breast cancer by 32%. If you do nothing but supplement with selenium, you're better off than seeing your doctor. High fiber dose cut colon cancer. It was a supposition by a medical missionary in Africa. It published as a letter to the editor, and everybody took it as a fact. High fiber diets don't cut colon cancer risk. Ladies, you can reduce your risk of breast cancer. Ladies, listen to me. Reduce your risk of breast cancer by reducing the heat of how you cook. If you cook your meat very well done, according to the study, and this was the University of South Carolina, it was a piece of the nurse's health study, 90,000 nurses for a 20-year study. University of South Carolina, the only piece they had was to look at these 90,000 nurses, their rate of cancer, and how they cooked their food. That was their only piece. They had this little slice that they had to look at. They found that if they cooked their meat well done and browned the fat, not even burned the fat, they browned the fat, increased the risk of breast cancer by 462%. If you cooked it medium rare, reduce your risk of breast cancer by 462%. That's a 900% difference between the most egregious possibility and the best survival possibility. So why do you cook your meat well done? Well, my doctor said I got to worry about salmonella. I got to worry about E. coli. Well, give me salmonella anytime. Let the doctor keep the cancer for himself. You'll start seeing these road signs on the big highways across the United States now. These are directed towards kids because if we're to prevent cancer, we got to start preventing it in kids as soon as they can learn how to read. Grandma, what's butt cancer? Genetics has nothing to do with cancer. It's too late for Angelina Jolie. We've known since 1947 that arsenic is an essential nutrient. Arsenic is an essential nutrient. It's necessary for our growth systems, for our kids as they're growing up. The growth hormones won't work without arsenic as a cofactor. There's a big study at the University of New York in the medical school. People say, Wallach, you got arsenic in your stuff. Drop your knees and give thanks to the Lord. It's in there. Hoorah! Eating well without supplementation didn't help Steve Jobs very much. Bam, he was dead. Didn't help Satoru Iwata, both billionaires. He died at 55. He beat Steve Jobs. I need to get a slide of Joe Biden with Bo Biden. Joe Biden, whether you like his politics or not, he buried his son at age 47 because he had access to the most highly decorated medical doctors in the medical system in the government. Oh, let's all get one of those. Okay, dementia, and then we'll jump and say to the bottom line here. Vascular dementia, do you think you only get clogged arteries in your heart when you eat inflammatory foods? All arteries get clogged, including those in your brain. Korsakoff syndrome is a deficiency of a single vitamin. Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome is a deficiency of that vitamin plus MS, vitamin B12 deficiencies, dementia is obvious. Alzheimer's disease is caused by a cholesterol deficiency. Cholesterol makes up 75% of your brain weight. It's 100% of the myelin, the white matter of the brain. You go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you take a cholesterol-lowering statin drug, bam, you have Alzheimer's disease. This is my favorite Alzheimer's slide. A mother and son share the bonds of love and Alzheimer's disease. They're both in the same nursing home. She's in her 80s, he's in his late 50s. They have the same doctor, the same statin drugs, and the doctor owns the nursing home. Now, doesn't that make you happy? Oh, thank you, doctor. You're taking care of me. Just taking vitamin E alone. This was in the original audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I read this. This is what got me in trouble. Vitamin E can ease memory loss in Alzheimer's victims, which means it cannot be genetic. Vitamin C supplements may curb Alzheimer's disease. This is 2004. It was a 10-year double-blind randomized study by Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. 5,000 people over 10 years. It's probably the best double-blind study ever. Because all the people in that study came from the same valley, Cache Valley in Utah. They're all of Scottish extract. They're all Mormons. They're all very vigorous, conservative Mormons. So they all ate the same thing. They all avoided the same foods. They all only ate what they grew in their valley. They're almost like Amish. It was a perfect study. And all they did was give them vitamin E and C to the experimental group, the control group they just gave a dummy pill to. And the ones that got the vitamin C and E after 10 years had seven, and the people in the study had no dementia, they had no serious disease, they're all over age 65. At the end of the 10-year study, the ones that got the dummy pill, the control group, had 78% more Alzheimer's disease than the one that got the supplements. Now what if they'd have had all 90? Huh? Huh? I lived to be 100. The first baby boomers heart disease or heart attacks or whatever, I bought it for the upper right hand one. 7 habits to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease. Eating a banana a day is one of them. If it's a genetic disease, you think you can stop a genetic disease by eating a banana every morning? Sleeping 2 more hours a day, do you think that helps you get rid of a genetic disease? So you don't even have to read the article. If that teaser is correct, 4th grade biology says it's not genetic. Gluten intolerance causes everything. 80 to 90% of Americans are gluten intolerant. Eczema, dermatitis, belly problems of all kinds, headaches, you name it. Celiac disease, appendicitis, diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, asthma, other chronic bronchitis, rosacea, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and infertility, miscarriages, all that stuff. Here's the villi in your intestine. Moves food along, but also increases your intestinal surface by 85-90%. This is experimental animals. On your left is healthy villi. In the middle is modest damage. Look at the right-hand side, all scar tissue, severely gluten intolerant. How do you get food through that? People say, I've been taking the healthy blood sugar pack for 3 months and my blood sugar is the same. Well, you got a gluten intolerance. Well, you haven't even examined me. You haven't looked at my lab data. I don't need to. If you've been taking it for 3 months and your blood sugar hasn't dropped 1 point, you're not absorbing it. There's only 2 reasons why it won't work. You're not absorbing or you're underdosing. So if you ever have somebody who says, well, it's not working for me, get them on a gluten-free diet and triple their dose. Asthma and eczema, 2 weeks later, the mother is breastfeeding him, sharp version. 2 weeks later, here's the same UC. This is Blake's nephew, I think. And UC, he's asthma-free and eczema-free. And what did the pediatrician do for him for 3 months when he was born with his terrible eczema and asthma? Gave his mother instructions to clip his fingernails, put mittens on him, and put hydrocortisone cream on his skin. And there he is at 2 years old, eczema-free, asthma-free on his own gluten-free diet and his 90. Gluten problems on the left, gluten-free and 90 on the right. Gluten problems on the left, gluten-free and 90 on the right. Gluten problems on the left, gluten-free and 90 on the right. Same person. This lady was this way with psoriasis for 23 years. Her dermatologist made $3 million from her. He should go to jail for fraud. She's put on a gluten-free diet, the 90 essential nutrients. 3 months later, she's perfectly clear after 23 years. Oh, look at this. The shortest lived people is Jackson, Mississippi. More cancer in Jackson, Mississippi. The shortest lived people in Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, let's all move to Jackson, Mississippi, because they have lots of doctors there. Black Gene Lies, Epigenetics, Immortality, Rare Earths. You read those four books. You employ the information in those four books. You'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to your family's life. Hoo-ah! This baby will live to be 120. She's from the Coya Peninsula. On the Pacific coast of Costa Rica and Central America. They're the longest lived people in the Western Hemisphere. They've been living to be well over 100 for thousands of years. They come down here to Charlotte and they die in their 50s and 60s like you. The second longest lived people in the Western Hemisphere are the Bolivians. This is how they live. But they live to be 120, 140, 160. And he's using llama manure as fuel, and then he puts the ashes in his garden. Dominica, 126. Icaria, the Greek islands, is 102. This fella from Florida here is 101. The story was in the newspaper because he hit a sixth hole-in-one at 101. He needs to give his diet and his program to Tiger Woods. The longest-lived people in the world are the Hunzas in the Hunza Valley and the Karakoram Mountains. They're from the land flowing with milk and honey. The Giltar Glacier is a mile wide, and the water that comes out from beneath in front of it looks like milk because it's grinding up limestone. Comes out, looks like milk. And there's more bees and wild honey around that Giltar Glacier than any place else in the world because bees love minerals. The land flowing with milk and honey. This is the place the Bible talked about in the longest lived people on earth. Okinawans is just a very small community. It's not all Okinawans. Very small community, about 300 people living up in the mountains. Here's where Blake and I went up there and visited these people for about a week. We know exactly their secret. Here's a 97-year-old pop star. She and her singing group are pop stars in not only Japan, but all over the world, all over Asia. The longest lived person last 200 years is Dr. Lee. He was born in 1677, died May 6, 1933. His obituary was in the New York Times, and his obituary was also in the London Times. Now, every vertebrate requires the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. You notice that 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. This is when I really understood epigenetics. This is a study I did in the 1960s for Marlon Perkins to show them if there was any value to using hydroponics to feed caged animals in zoos. I collected eggs from a pair of mallard ducks, one male, one female. They laid 25 fertile eggs. I collected and put them in the refrigerator. They got ticked off, laid 25 more fertile eggs. I stole them from them, put them in the refrigerator. They got ticked off, laid 25 more. They kept doing that until they had about 120 of them. I got four groups of 25 each. I mixed them up so I didn't know which date which came from, but 25 each group. The first group I gave nothing but lettuce to. The second group of 25, I gave nothing but the and that's starting on your left. The second group, I gave nothing but the hydroponically grown barley grass. The one in the middle there on the right, second from the right, got only the Ralston Purina duck growing pellets. And Huey on the right, that whole group, all 25 of them, got the Ralston Purina duck growing pellets and the barley grass. Which one got closer to their genetic potential? The one that got the barley grass and the pellets. Same exact genetics. Both mom and dad the same. Incubated at the same time. And I understood epigenetics at that point. And now you do too after you've seen this little piece here, right? Using this information, we've eliminated 900 different diseases in animals that still plague people. We've tripled their lifespans. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old. Today, they're 25. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name and 10 times that many you can't to still plague humans. Where did ancient men get their minerals? Rich people, pharaohs and kings and generals and successful merchants, physicians and philosophers, would pay great sums of money in the form of silver and gold to grave robbers who would get them mummies, and they would grind up the mummies, and they would use mummy dust as condiments in their food. Mortuary cannibalism, because human bodies contain nutrients in it, just like a chicken bones, and right? Chicken livers have nutrients in it. But poor people, slaves, subsistence farmers, tradesmen couldn't afford mummy dust, so what did they do for nutrients, for minerals? Well, according to anthropologists, say people began living longer when they cooked their food. And they were exactly right. But it wasn't because they were eating cooked food. What was the universal fuel back then? Wood. And what did they do with the wood ashes? Did they throw them in the recycling bin to save the earth? No, they put them in the garden. And the beans and the peas and the squash and the corn and the pumpkins and the potatoes and the onions sucked up all over the world, every island, every continent in the world, universally. No communications. They all use wood as universal fuel. And the plants sucked up those minerals. And the people ate those plants and got their minerals in that way for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. This was the universal world source of nutritional minerals for human beings, was wood ashes. Well, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, it all ended in one heartbeat. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, on the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge on Pearl Street, this fella here pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant on Pearl Street. Within 10 years, every town and every city in the industrialized world converted from wood as the universal fuel to electricity. How many wood ashes are left over in your home every morning when you fuel your home with electricity? Zero. And what did you replace that traditional source of nutritional minerals with? Nothing. Because yet today, nobody knows except you that they used to get their grandmother, who had good genes, right? She lived to be 120, did all those hellion things, because she was putting those wood ashes in her garden. And you're living on the 17th floor of a big apartment complex, no garden, using electricity. And as close as you're getting to vitamins and minerals is microwave popcorn. Let's just look at iron over the last 100 years. Oh, 50 years, excuse me. The last 50 years for iron per 100 milligrams of food. This is Japanese data in Japan. In spinach, it went down 85%. Popeye'd be unhappy. Carrots, it went down 90%. Tomatoes, it went down 96%. Oranges, it went down 95%. Apples, it went down 100%. And then sardines, it went down 87%. That's just iron. We get minerals from volcanoes. But the most common place we got minerals, the most fertile, the most expensive agricultural land all over the world, 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, yet today, is bottomland. Floodplains. And what would happen when the floodwaters would recede? It would leave silt behind. What was silt made out of? Minerals from mountains 100, maybe 1,000 miles upstream. Did the farmers put that silt over the side of the field before they planted? No, they'd plow that silt back in, and every year they renewed the mineral supply of that soil. That's why it's the most fertile land, most expensive farmland on earth. Well, people liked electricity, so they dammed up the river with dams. To make electricity. And they had an unintended consequence. Flood control. Yay! No more floods! How wonderful! But they forgot. They didn't even know. No more floods, no more silt. And then they went to the artificial fertilizer, NPK, because there was no more renewing of the soils by flood. And as Paul Harvey would say, now you know the rest of the story. Now here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you ever heard, raise your hand if you've heard that the ocean is dying? Why do you think the sharks are coming in shallow water and beginning to eat people now, where 5 years ago they didn't, 10 years ago they didn't? There's no more fish out there for them to eat. They send fleets of ship out to catch salmon. They come back with two salmon. 20 years from now, if you want a wild-caught salmon dinner, you're going to pay $1,000 for that meal. It'll be a billionaire's dinner. Where do you think most of your salmon and your trout and your catfish and your tilapia and your crab and your lobster and your shrimp and your crawdads come from? Farmed fish in America, fed with what? HMO foods. GMO foods. So let's give a longevity hand for being GMO free, organic. Beyond organics, go foods, and we're working on getting as many go foods as we can, gluten free. We're working on it, there could be, it's coming. This is a photograph from 100 miles up from a satellite. This is Southern California, agricultural land. That's the Salton Sea in the sort of the north central part of that picture. On your left would be the Pacific Ocean. On your right, Yuma, Arizona. Way down south below the picture here would be Mexico. What I want you to see here is nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform black around the crust of the earth. I don't need to analyze that soil. I can just tell by the different veins that the colors tell you that there are different minerals and different amounts of each mineral. In those swirls and whirls, they look like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. Now, in the animal industry, we know this. And a farmer's not going to pay for the same amount of food for a cow that gives him a pint of milk, a cow that gives him a quart of milk, and a couple of cows that give him a gallon of milk. So he gives every cow the 90 essential nutrients in her vitamin mineral enriched alfalfa pellets. And so every cow gives a gallon and a half. It's predictable. He's profitable, can stay in business. He's not going to depend on what vein of minerals he's sitting on in his farm. And your doctor says, oh, just eat well, Granny, but I see on television I should be taking a supplement. Oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. Just remember, the medical doctors, according to their own survey, which came out in 1999, their average lifespan is 56. Why would you listen to anything they had to say except when you break a leg and or you get run over by a tractor trailer and you need to be opened up and stop the bleeding? And then you better pray the guy you get in the emergency room is sober. This is what makes longevity unique. If you haven't taken a tour out to the mine, you need to take a tour out to the mine. It's very special stuff. This is a compost pile. It looks like ground up coffee grounds. You can put a match to it and it'll burn. It's carbon. You look at it in the microscope and you can see chloroplast. So you know it was green leafy vegetables and all kinds of sea grasses and so forth, plankton and so forth. Wonderful stuff. These guys are standing on a road that's 3,000 foot elevation above sea level. That cap up there, 15 to 25 feet thick, is marine limestone. We know that because the animal and plant fossils in this limestone are from the ocean. There's 100 cubic miles of this stuff, 78 minerals, all 60 essential minerals in optimal amounts. Nobody else has access to this. Only you have access to this. Praise God! Now this is Miss Shar. She's been with us for 25 years. And this is her in one of her vineyards. Hooah! She doesn't even drink wine. But what she did was put our Bloomin' Mineral granules and foliar spray in the liquid on about 20% of the vines in each of her vineyards. The ones that didn't get the Bloomin' Minerals produced 65 pounds of grape during the season. The ones that do get the Bloomin' Minerals produce 260 pounds of grapes, and they get four harvests as opposed to one. Is that cool? Certified organic for animals, certified organic for humans. And she's getting more and more of these archers, or these vineyards, because we're hoping to begin to sell. Now guess what? She got a new label. It's called Vino Methuselah because we put the plant minerals in the one batch for this wine. And we analyzed the wine. And guess what? It's got the rare earths in there. Yttrium, ytterbium, neodymium, praseodymium, europium, and samarium. And so called as Vino Methuselah. You know why. rice without minerals on your left, rice with minerals on the right. U.S. soil almost depleted minerals in 1936. We got the Dust Bowl, and we got the Great Depression because our soil was dead as a result of the dams and electricity. Still today, nobody puts the blame on that. When you ask anybody, why are soils depleted? You know what everybody will say? Even professors of agriculture, everybody, environmentalists, you know what they'll say if you ask them why our soils are depleted? Bad agricultural practices, bad farming practices. And that's absolutely positively not true. It's because of the damn dams. Because you had to go to artificial fertilizer. Only 3 nutrients instead of 100. You getting a picture? That's why the ocean's dead. Again, you said in a document 264, this came out last year, United States Department of Agriculture study. It was a 100-year study from 1914 to 2014. They said the minerals in our soil over the past 100 years is depleted by 85%. USDA reports that 95% of all Americans are minerally deficient. Do you think you have some customers waiting for you? Yeah. Hooah! And so, you know what the answer is, the 90 for Life program. Only you have the information. Doctors don't have the information except for the few doctors that are with us. That's one of the reasons why I love the Good Herbs group so much. They have so many chiropractors and naturopathic doctors. There's a handful of DOs and medical doctors. Are there any Good Herbs people here today? All right. Well, we all have a responsibility, don't we? We all have a responsibility. And that's why we have lots of tools. The company puts out more tools. I mean, they are so great. You're going to see some great tools this afternoon from this company that's just new stuff. And, of course, we do have one. It's called Prepare. It's a new book. It's at the room where they sell stuff. It's in a little bookstore. Prepare, the Prepper's Survival Bible. Okay. We've got Go Foods, we've got Beyond Organics, we've got Colloidal Silver, we've got Good Herbs. We have the 90. We haven't weighed at store for 5 years or more. People always ask me, what is the shelf life of those minerals? Oh, 72 million years. Don't worry about it. They're good. And so all you have to do is learn these tools yourself, and you will leverage your time by getting as many of your tools out as you can, right? Don't give them away. Either you sell them or loan them out. Get them back. Don't just give away money, okay? And those will be educated will, and those that won't. But you're looking for a handful of good men and women, right? Like the Marines. We're looking for a handful. I mean, you think about it. Jesus Christ himself needed 12 to help him. So we need millions. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you.